Okay, we're picking with the Gemara on Tes Vavim and Aleph, the very first words were of Itmar. So now the Gemara is discussing the halachas of a lechi. So the Gemara discusses Itmar lechi omid me'ilav. If you have a lechi, a side post that is standing by itself, meaning it happens to be there, it's not something that you put there on purpose, and it happens to be a pole that was there, is that going to be valid or not? Abai amar ve'lechi, Abai says that it's good, it's a valid lechi, it's going to be mutter to carry in that mavoy on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Rav argues, Rav amar lavi lechi, Rav says not a bad lechi. So the Gemara suggests that there really is a more qualification in the machlokas. On Shabbos, where you didn't assume you're going to use this pole, everyone's going to agree that it's not a valid lechi. Rashi points out, meaning that there was a valid lechi. A valid lechi that everyone thought was the lechi, and it fell on Shabbos. If that lechi fell, so now you have this other one that was just a pole that happened to be standing there on the side. So is that also going to be valid to you? So says the Gemara now that no, where you didn't plan on using it, everyone's going to agree that it's not a valid lechi. That was Ben Abaye and Ben Rava. However, they argue in Kipligi, they argue, Heche de samchina le ame esmol. So then, when are they arguing? The Gemara suggests that they're really arguing only where they knew about it, where they were relying on it the day before. So before Shabbos came in, and you were planning on using that lechi. Abaye says it's a valid lechi, even though you didn't build the lechi as a purpose of a lechi, but now you see this, oh, this is a pole, this is a valid lechi, I could use this as my side post. So then, says Abaye, you planned on using it, that's okay, that's a valid lechi. However, Rava disagrees, and he says, because you didn't think about it originally, that's not going to be a valid lechi. The Gemara is going to discuss what the Yisod HaMachlokas is, what they're fundamentally arguing about. So the Gemara wants to suggest, it was suggested that maybe just like Abaye and Rava argue with regards to a lechi, that if a lechi was just built without the purpose of a function of being a lechi on Shabbos, it's going to be, that's the machlokes. So seemingly they're going to argue the same thing. What about if you have a mechitza? If you have a wall that's you're going to use as a mechitza, you want to use as a valid halachic wall for your mavoy, so is that going to rely upon if it has no intentions to use a valid mechitza, not halachically? So Abaye would seem that it's okay, and Rava would seem that it's not. So the Gemara wants to bring a proof, tashma, from a breisa, like Abaye wanted to say, in which case maybe we'd be closer than a Rava Bichlal saying this, which the Gemara is going to end up saying. So I think Gemara brings three or four proofs. The Gemara says, tashma, Oses ukasu bein ha'ilonos. The sun makes a sukkah amongst trees. The ilonos tefanosla, and the trees are going to be using it as its walls. The Gemara, the breisa tells us, k'sher, that the sukkah is going to be kosher. Now, how are you using the tree as a wall? The tree can only be used as a wall if it's something that, if it's omen me'ilav, it's because you didn't plant the tree, seemingly, the Gemara is going to suggest maybe you will in a moment, but seemingly you didn't plant the tree to use as a wall for a sukkah, and yet it's a valid halachic mechitza as a sukkah, it's one of the walls of a sukkah. So we see that it, apparently, this is supporting Abaye, that mechitza omen me'ilav would be kosher. So the Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says, Achma yaskina and shinitun metchila lekach. No, you planted them originally for this purpose to be used as walls, and therefore it's going to be mutter, and therefore Rav is going to agree that there are going to be halachically acceptable mechitza. So the Gemara says, then why would the Braisa need to tell you that if I planted them as a purpose of mechitza, then it's pshita, yachim pshita. It's so obvious that should be the halacha. What would be the havamina? That's not valid. So the Gemara says, there is a valid havamina. There is a real valid assumption to assume this may not have worked because ma'od the same ligzer d'ma'aste l'ashem should be ilan. You would have said that maybe you're going to come to start using the tree itself. We know a tree is mukta. We learned that they're going to do the malacha of koter. Then we learned in the Gemara in Shabbos, right? That if it was a tashmish is mutter, they're actually not leaning on it. But the ma'isa, a tree is mukta to use in Shabbos. I would have thought maybe you're going to come to use a tree because we're going to do the malacha of koter, of taking the fruit from that tree. That's why Chazal always goes around all trees to being mukta. So therefore, I would have thought maybe there's a xera here as well that it's aser to use. Kamashman, that's the chiddush. Even though you planted it l'shem mechitza, that's the chiddush of you that it's not mukta to use it as your sukkah wall. So the Gemara wants to bring another proof. The Gemara says, Tashma, Haya Hashem, Ilan o Geder o Chitas Kanim. If there was a tree or fence of a wall of reeds that were standing, one more corners of the well. This is discussing the case that we had. The Rashi actually draws it over here on Tazvah. If you look in the Rashi of their Kazet, it's that four L-shaped things, it's the halachic kula that the Chazal had for allowing someone to, because the boar is the Rishus HaYachid, and you're going to take it out into Rosh Hashanah, and you're going to be carrying. So you need to drink, those Olei HaRegel needed to drink on the way to going to Yerushalayim. So what are you going to do on Shabbos? So the Chazal allowed you for this four-shaped L things, even if it's Omid Merubah Aparatz, that if there's going to be more open space than enclosure space, that is still going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, so over here, if you're using these reeds So then, nido mishum diuma. This is still going to be valid, considered literally a double board. The Bryce is telling you that the tree line or the reeds, even if it just happens to be there, you're using that as one of your walls as the mechitza, it's valid. So this again is going to be proving a baya and a problem for Rava. So the Gemara answers no. Apparently, you planned on using them originally as a wall, these reeds. So the Gemara says, so what's the chiddush of telling you about reeds? The tepasha. So the Gemara says, "Kavashvelan chitzas akanim kane kane pachos mishlosha tefachim." It's teaching you that the halacha of the wall of reeds, that even though you're using lavud, kidabai minei abayim mirabas, even though we're going to see this Gemara, and it has some reason, Mirtz Hashem, that abayim and rabba discuss this case of this very case of the if the diumat over here, if you're using the getter of chitzas shakanim, when you're using lavud, because then you're going to have another kula, you're extending another kula, because now you're assuming that you're going to have more open space than closed space, even with the wall itself. So I would have thought maybe applying lavud as an additional kula, besides the fact that the space in the walls is going to be more than the actual wall, right? So then maybe I would have assumed another kula of lavud is possible. So and that actually was in fact the shadows we're going to see in the Gemara new test. So that's the chiddush over here. So that's the chiddush over here. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara brings another proof. Tashma, another proof from the Braisa. The Braisa tells us ilan amesich ala aretz. If you have a tree that forms a type of ozer azar, is a beautiful, beautiful picture over here. Also, that it forms a type of canopy over the ground. So the branches coming from the trunk, right? They're 10 tefachim high, and they come across that area. So the air below is now the following halacha. Im nofu government aretz shlosha tefachim and held on the tachta. That if the branches are not raised 3 tefachim from the ground, you're allowed to carry underneath it because there are valid mechitzos. Since the bottom of the branch is going to be within 3 tefachim, we're going to say lavud, and we're going to assume that it is a valid mechitza. So we see that these branches are happened to be made like that. That's how the branches came along. They weren't planted in that purpose. The Gemara says, no, really, maybe they were. Hachana, maybe my skin. You planted the trees directly. When you really planted them for this cool way, shape of support an arch, that's going to be mutter. And Rashi points out, because it's going to be an area of people who are watching to be able to watch the surrounding fields, and they're going to be in this enclosed area. So therefore, Rava is going to agree that this is a valid mechitza. So the Gemara says, but if that's the case, that the tree is planted for this purpose, why can't you carry in the entire enclosed area? No matter how big it is, as the Gemara is going to say, because Alama Maravuna Breda Rav Yishua, why did Ravuna Rav Yishua say, you're not allowed to carry in this enclosure unless it's no larger than a base sasayim. Base sasayim is roughly 5,000 square amos. And anything less than that, anything more than that, rather, is going to be a problem because we're assuming that it's not a really valid enclosure. It's not a valid mechitza, so therefore it's not going to be used if it's more than 5,000 amos. If it's more than beis hasayim, so we see over here that this should not apply to a tree that planted unless it was for that purpose. So the Gemara says, so mishum dehavi dira shetashrit la'aver. No, because over here, the place that people are living, it's a function is to be an open area, meaning that the people, or the watchmen who it's made for, they're not actually planning on living inside of it. They're guarding the surrounding fields. The chol dira shetashrit la'aver, any area which is not being used to function as an area people are supposed to be in it. So then, and really it's for something else. Ema talten ba'el beis ha'asayim. So that area we're only going to give you beis ha'asayim. At that point, only then, only in a closure, the people plan on living there is going to be valid. In a place where no one lives, that's a problem. Using that area, we're going to see this more later. Gemara is going to discuss this, and only then is it going to have the chumrah. So the Gemara wants to bring another proof. The Gemara says, Tashma, we can bring another proof from a Braisa. Shavas betel shehu gavoa asara. If someone made his shvisa is a concept we're going to see a lot more later on in the Masechta. But on Shabbos Yontov, person is not allowed to go more than 2,000 amos. Shaila, if that's teresa or not, we get to that as well. So the Braisa is telling us over here that someone finds himself there and he wants to create a shvisa. Again, if you set yourself a place where you want to be, you're allowed to go 2,000 amos past the place that you're setting yourself. So if your shavas betel shugava asara and it's a mound that is 10 tefachim high, that's where you put it. So then the top of the mound is considered, therefore, going to be enclosed with the sides of the mound if they're 10 tefachim below the ground. And then what? So then, If the area is between 4 amos and 2 beisas of an area, also if you had you made your shvisa on Shabbos in the split of a rock that's 10 tefachim deep, also between 4 amos and 2 beisa, again are 5,000 square amos, or you made a Shabbos makom dira, you made a dira in an area of grain stalks that are 10 tefachim high, the surrounding forming enclosure on it, it's going to be mechitzos around it, you allowed to travel the entire closed area and beyond 2,000 amos. Since you make the shvisa in an enclosure, the entire enclosure is going to be included in the four amas, and therefore, beyond the 2,000 amas, are going to be permitted to go. So what do we see from here? That things that just are omid me'elav, that are coming in, they're going to be valid mechitzas, even though they don't are actually, you didn't plant them for that purpose, you make them there for that purpose. Maybe you're going to try to defend Rava by saying, that that's originally why you did it, that's why you made these things initially for this purpose, to use them as mechitzos. So Gemara says, Bishlav akama lechai. So then I understand the case of the grain, everything's going to be okay. Ella tal v'nekal, v'neka mai ikal emimar. But in the case of the mound or the split in the rock, what are you going to argue over there? That these are not going to be man-made partitions at all. So how are you going to explain that they're allowed to be used as walls? So if we assume that the machlokas between Abaye and Rava is not only with regards to Lechi, but with regards to Mechitza as well, this is very difficult for Shitas Rava. So the Gemara says, you're right, rather, Ela Mechitza's Kuli Alma Lo Pligi Dehavi Mechitza. Now we have to assume that even Rava is going to agree that a Mechitza was just made not for the purpose of Halachic Mechitza, but it was just a wall you're using for whatever other purpose, a part of your house or whatever it may have been. So then it's going to be a valid Halachic Mechitza for a enclosure of the Mavoi. So the Gemara says, only arguing with regards to a lefi. So the Gemara now explains what exactly is their reasoning. The Gemara says, Abaye letaime damar lefi mishum mechitza. Abaye is consistent with what he said in other places, that the reason of a lefi, the reason that you have a lefi, is it's serving the purpose of a mechitza. A mechitza suya me'aleha have a mechitza. And therefore, a mechitza that's made by itself, we know, is going to be mutter. So to a lechi, which is a purpose, is like a mechitza. It's like the ikar purpose of a lechi is to serve as a halachic wall. So then if it's a halachic wall, then it's going to be mutter. If it's just like a wall itself is mutter, if it was omid me'ilav, so to be here, if it's omid me'ilav, it's going to be valid. So the Gemara says, v'rava l'taime, and Rava, who says that a lechi doesn't work, so he's going to go also l'shitasa, as we see in another context, amar lechi mishum ikar, the ikar purpose of a lechi. Really, we saw before in Tosfos that they both agree that the both functions agree. Just what's the ikar purpose? That's what we're saying over here. So that the lechi is ikar purpose is for a heker, is for a reminder. So even we adam have a heker. So then, if you specifically made it for the purpose of a reminder, then it makes sense that it's going to be a valid reminder. However, lo have a heker. But if you didn't make it for that purpose, then it's not going to be a valid reminder. So the Gemara says tashma. So how do we go? So the Gemara says we're going to bring a proof from the Braisa, says the Gemara, Avne Gedra Yotzes Mina Gedra. If it's the stones of a wall that are going from the wall, and so it's a good picture over here, it would be helpful that the stones are protruding, and each stone of those are sticking out. So these stones that are sticking out, Muvdalos Zomizel Pafas Mishloshev, they're separated from each other by less than 3 tfachim, so then we're going to have the Lach of Lavud, in Tzarek Lachi Achad, and the Mavu is not going to need another Lachi to adjust it, since the Lach of Lavud is going to apply. Shloshev Tzarek Lachi Achad, but if it's more than 3 tfachim, then you're going to need another lechi, because these protrusions, the thing that's going out, is going to be more than 3 tefachim from each other, and you don't have a valid lechi. So this seemingly is a raya for a baya, that a lechi doesn't have to be individually made for the purpose of a lechi, because here you aren't making it for a purpose of a lechi. And verses no, hachanami shebanam entchila lekaf. So over here, what are we answering? That here you specifically built them for the purpose of serving as a lechi. So the Gemara says, then again, assuming the kasha we've asked over and over, that isn't that pasha? You built it for the purpose of a lechi, that this should be mutter to use as a lechi. So the Gemara says, I would have said that, no, here, it really looks they're going to be joined. Apparently that's the Matzias Rashi explains, that this is how they used to do things, that it was commonly left at a protruding wall, because if they wanted to add construction later on, this was the easiest way to do it. So people would think, oh, this is just first construction later. Bechlal doesn't look like a lechi. The chiddush over here, that it is enough. It was made for that purpose, even though it would have had a half minute to assume that it's not valid. So the Gemara says that is the proof. The Gemara wants to bring another proof. Tashma, the son of Rechia, Rechia Tana Breisa, Kosos Echad Kanas Bechaver. If you have part of a wall which is indented, it literally means that like a wall is drawn beyond the other side. So that Kevan Shadira Bechutz Veshalav Efdim. Whether we see that the lechi is visible on the outside and you can't really see it on the inside, or Kevan Shadira Bechutz Veshalav Bechutz, or it's whether the lechi is visible on the inside and also on the outside. Nido Mishum Lechi. In both the cases, it's going to be a valid lechi. So Breisa is telling us that a lechi, part of the wall itself, is not visible, even though it's not made initially to serve as a lechi, is going to be mutter to be used as a lechi. This again is a raya for a baye. So the Gemara rejects this also. Gemara says, "Afa namish asa mitchila lekaf." Here too, also we're talking about where you dafka made this extension of the wall in this manner and purpose to use this manner as a lechi. So the Gemara says again, "Niachli kamachlan." What's the chiddush then, if that's the case? The Gemara says, "No, there is a chiddush because amakrosman nir b'chutz v'shamivdinim mashem lechi." That if you have this lechi, the side post over here, which is only can be seen on the outside, and you can't really tell that it's a lechi on the inside, and we've discussed many times, if the picture would be helpful again to remind yourself of this picture, this is obviously not even poshut at all. We have a whole machlokas about this in Daf Tes. So this is a very big chiddush, so it's not a shayla to assume that that's poshut. That definitely has a chiddush. The Gemara again wants to bring another proof. Tashma de Rav, Havayasi Bahu Mava. Rav was once sitting in a Mavoy on Shabbos. Havayasi Ravuna Kamei. Ravuna was his top, but he was sitting there also. Amar Leila Shamei. Rav said to his Shamish, to his Gabai, Zil Aisele Koza de Maya, go bring me some water, pitcher of water. Adaase Nafalachai, and the time that the Gabai was going, the Lechi had fallen down. Achvele Bide Kamaduchte, so Rav, Achvele Biade, like he motioned him with his hands, Kamaduchte, like to stand still, and he didn't continue carrying the water. Amrele Ravuna, Ravuna asked Rav, Lo Savalar Mar Lismucha Dikla, but wait a second, isn't there a palm tree over there? Why don't you use that in the entrance over there? Why don't you use that as your lechi? So the Gemara says, Amar, so then Rav commented back to him, Dami Aimer Rabbanu Kamad Lepersha Imisha Shemaiti, insulted him a little bit. He said that the Ravuna looks like someone who never really learned halacha, never explained halacha. He doesn't know the fundamentals of the halachas over here of Eruvin. Misam Chinale Me'etmal, that if we rely on this the day before, we saw before that everyone's going to agree that if you have a lechi omein me'ilav, which you had no intention of using, as Rashi had explained, probably the Raya is from over here, that's where Rashi got this from, that no one would agree that this would be something that is mutter to use on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what do we learn from Rav? Taima de lo samchinan. So the only reason that this lechi that's also to use this palm tree as a lechi was because he didn't rely on Erev Shabbos. However, ha samchinan ave lechi. What if you would have been somech on this on Erev Shabbos, then lechora it should have been mutter to use as a lechi. This would bring a biraya for shitas. Shitas Abaye. So the Gemara says, Lema Abaye v'Rava d'lo samchina g'alechim. The Gemara says, maybe we could try to suggest a different understanding to try to disprove this Raya against Rava. Maybe Abaye and Rava are disagreeing where in a case where you didn't rely on it at all in Erev Shabbos. And even there, Abaye is going to suggest that it's mutter. Ha samchina g'alechim. But in the case where you rely on a Shabbos, then on Erev Shabbos, even Rava is going to assume that it's mutter. And therefore, we don't have this whole statement of Ravuna wouldn't be against, and Rava, sorry, this whole the whole comment of Rav, wouldn't be a raya against Rava. So the Gemara says, no, you can't explain that way. You can't explain this way. Why not? Because Dahu Bar Kadavi Be Bar Chavu, that there was a certain porch, and the name Bar Chavu was a person. So the name of Bar Chavu, which had a pillar, and the pillar supporting the porch on top of this area of the porch. So the Gemara says, "Dav pligi ba Abaye v'Rava kol shanah." Abaye and Rava argued on it all their years. So clearly, and Abaye said it's mutter, Rava said it's usher. And this shows that even where you plan on using an Erev Shabbos, Rava would still be machmer. So we see we can't explain like that. So really, Rav was going like Abaye, and this is the fundamental one of the six cases, is the Yalka Gam, the famous Yalka Gam, the six cases which we paskin. Rav Rashi quotes is over here. We paskin like Abaye instead of Rava. So this is one of those cases, the Lamed, Yal, of the Al-Kagam, of Lechi, Omein Me'ilav, that's this case, according to Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam argued over there, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam in different places, not on this stuff. Rabbeinu Tam in different places in Tosvos, argues with Rashi, and assumes that is not one of the Yal Kagam. But either way, this is what comes out, is that we pass on like Abaye, the Lechi, Omein Me'ilav, is Mutter. What about a Korah? What about a Korah? What about the top crossbeam? Is that also going to be Omer Me'ilav, going to be Kasher? So the Rishonim explained that Lechora, the whole reason of a Korah is Mitzav Heker. So Lechora, everyone should agree that would be a problem if it's Omer Me'ilav, and that's a fact, seemingly, we paskin, that a Lechi Omer Me'ilav is going to be problematic. What about a Turis of Pesach? That's very Nogea. Also, for the, if a telephone pole, we make them for different reasons also, as we discussed in previous times, that we use our own lechis also because it's not straight, and it also goes into the, pole. So that'd be a lechi on a main betzido, which is a problem of the psul. But either way, our tzuras of Pesach, what about a tzuras of Pesach, which we, if that's omein me'ilav, if a telephone pole, if you're using it as a tzuras of Pesach, and it's omein me'ilav, is that going to be kosher or not? So that's a shayla in the achronim as well. The Shus Yaakov thinks that it should be mutter. However, the Yad David, I think, who's brought the Yad David, quotes as far to disagree with that it may be a Tzuras of Pesach, the Omer Me'ilav is going to be problematic. That would be very nogea in a situation where you are using the telephone poles. Again, most of them have other problems anyway, so we end up using our own lechis on the side of them. But in a situation where you wanted to use a telephone mode, that would be the shaila as well. Okay, now we're up to the next mishnah. The mishnah says, "Bakol osim lechayim." You can make a lechi out of anything, afilu b'davar sheish baruchayim, even a living animal. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Meir osir." Rabbi Meir says that it's usher to use a living animal as a lechi. The Gemara discusses matame mishum golel, and the living thing also is going to be matame a golel. Golel we saw machlokas and Shabbos and brachos comes up a lot of times in Shabbos. Machlokas Rashi, Tosfos Rashi says it's like the kisoy of the mace, the area that you're covering over there. Using that area is the, and the Rabbeinu Tam from the next daf is going to assume that it is the Matseva. That's what he assumes is the goal of. Either way, that it's going to transmit Tumah, according to Rashi, that even the living creatures generally are not susceptible to Tumah. Over here, they become Tame. If you're using it specifically as a cover, they can transmit Tumah. Now, turning on to the next Amud, the Gemara says, the Mishnah continues, where Meir says it's Torah. It's not going to transmit Tumah, as again, because you assume it's not a Val Mechitza, therefore it's going to work. The fear of Meir. Vikos bin alav gite nashim. Also, you could write an actual get for your wife on a living animal. Rabbi Yosef Lili, post of Rabbi Yosef Lili, says that it's usher because the Gemara is going to discuss why exactly it's usher. The Gemara is a little shaka with Tarabi here. So the Gemara says, Tanya, we learn an advice here. Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, so all of these things, anything that is alive, we're not allowed to use it as a wall for a sukkah, or as a lechi for a mavoi, or boards for the wells that we mentioned before. Again, those L-shaped boards, you're not allowed to use that. The logola kever, also not a cover as a tomb. For the tombstone over there, drash the fishrashi, the fitos, the Rabbeinu Tam, it's going to be matziva. Shumi Yosef, lili omer, af ein kos v'lav gitei nashim. Also, you're not allowed to write a get on ruchayim, on an animal. So the Gemara says, my time, Rabbi Yosef, lili. What's the reason Rabbi Yosef, lili says that it's usher to write a get on a living animal? The Gemara says, the sign of his own Baisa, sefer. The whole pasuk says, because of love, sefer creases when asam biyada, in reference to a get, the husband has to give her this parchment, and he has to give it in her hand. So the Gemara learns out, ainli ela sefer. I would only learn from there. It has to be dafka a sefer, which is the chora, usually parchment document. That's going to be valid as a get, usually a scroll or something like that. So the Gemara says, how do I know everything is included in the get? You let her write a get with these things. Pasuk is telling you they should write for her any which way, any writing surface you want. Okay, ma talam umar sefer. What do you teach you by telling you the word sefer, parchment document? That again implies that alone it sounds like it's only a sefer itself. Lamar lecha, my sefer davar shemurachayim in ochel. That just like a parchment is something that has no life and is not food. Af kol davar shemurachayim in ochel. That you can only write a get on something that is not an animal, living thing, or any foods. That would again exclude those two things, according to that's the where Rabbi Yossi Glili was coming from. So the Rabbanan disagrees with Rabbi Yossi Glili. What are they going to say? Rabbanan, what are they going to argue? They're going to say, Miksi Vasefer, it is written anywhere. It is written in the Sefer. Vasefer would imply in the Sefer scroll you have to write on a real full fledged parchment in the scroll. It only says Sefer Ksiv. Sefer means the Sefer Svarmu the Amal de Asad. That this has to tell you, the connotation of that is that it has to tell you the star is made on what exactly happens. That's the formulation over here. The star tells you is the edus of what exactly has happened. So with the sefer dvarim, the words of the get have to be expressed on this whatever you're writing it on. So that's what Rabbanan comes. So the Gemara says that Rabbanan hi because of my darsh. Again, the fact that it says because of la. So according to Rabbanan, there's no pasuk to tell you that any surface is a problem. And we know, how do I know that bichlal? Then you have to write it though. So what? Seemingly, where do I know they have to write it? The ritual points out because it says v'nasim biyada. What are you giving her if you don't write something? So obviously, I have to give the v'nasim biyada the bill, the actual something that has been written. So that's where the ritual comes from. So what's again explaining the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara answers. What do they do with this pasuk? Kahomi ba'alei b'ksiva miskareshes v'ina miskareshes b'kesef. That a woman can be only divorced only through writing, but she cannot be divorced through money. So that's what we learn, that you can't be divorced if they're giving money. Why? And why would I have a havamina that can get divorced through money? It's not like the havamina hov is kashetil avaya. That there is a hekesh between getting married and divorced. Ma avaya bekesef ayetziv af yetziv bekesef. As the pasuk says, v'yatza bebeis av alcha v'ayis al ish acher. So v'yatza v'ayis al ish acher is already getting married again. So we see that there's a connection between getting married and divorce. So I would have thought that just like getting married, you're allowed to use kesef or shavik kesef, right? Ma bekesef af yetziv bekesef. So too, I would have thought divorce also, he gives her money and he gets out of it. That's what the American society thinks, right? The Kamash Milan. So therefore, we learn from there that That is not the fact. Only if you offer to give her a valid get, only this piece of parchment is going to be valid as a bill of divorce. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Yosef Lili Aisvarmi Nale." So how does he know this? That only a written get can work in that money. So the Gemara says, "Nafkalei Misefer Krisus." In the words of Sefer Krisus, it has to be actually a document of something separating between the two of them, and the fact that the words of Sefer Krisus, and it says over there that it has to be Miksavla of the Sefer, is together, Rashi points out, that's how we learn that it has to be not money. So the Gemara says, Sefer Korsa Veda Racha, only daf for the Sefer, the document, and not money and nothing else. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan, what are they going to do this Rasha? Rabbanan, I Sefer Korsa Mibayle, Levar Kois Ben Elibina. They learn out that it has to be something that actually fully is separating the relationship. It's fully getting rid of the relationship, meaning you can't have a Tanai that's going to potentially ruin a stipulation that's going to ruin the get. And what is that? The Chedesan, as the Brisa tells us, this is your get, this is your bill of divorce, on condition that you'll never drink wine ever again. You'll never go to father's house ever again. La'ola, again, no time limit. In Zekrisis, that is not valid because he's never fully broken the bonds between the two of them. However, if he makes it for a time period, kol shel shemim, or let's say kol chod, for 5-6 months, a year, whatever it might be, then harei Zekrisis, that is going to be valid because at the end of the day, the conditions can, you can see them happen, and then at that point, there is a full safer Krisis, the condition has been met, and everything is going to be Shalom Yisrael, the get would be valid. So the Gemara says, what is Rabbi Yosef Glili going to do with this? Rabbi Yosef Glili, Nafkalei Mekaris Krisus. Rabbi Yosef Glili, the fact that it says it could have used the word of Karis instead of the longer of Krisus, but not since for Krisus, since it could have had the word of Karis instead of Krisus, the word Krisus is a reboy to teach you this day, and that it has to be, you can't make the stipulation for an everlasting period. So Gemara says, Rabbanan Karis Krisla Darshe, they don't assume that that's a reboy, they don't assume that the word Krisus was just whatever, there's no extra lacha learned out from the word Krisus, that's what the Gemara ends up lemaskana. So we had a nice tangent over here for some of the lachas of Gittin. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to continue with the idea of carrying. The Gemara says, Sheyara Shachanta Bebikos. You have a caravan that was camped in open fields, so Kifa Klei Behema, and they decided to surround it with the barricade of animal trappings, reading, like Rashi points out, if you have like sandals or saddlebags, Metaltalin Besilchavachi, Getter Gavah, Asarat Fachav, Leyav Pirtus Jeris Albinim. You're allowed to carry with it, assuming that the barricade is at least 10 tefachim, right? Because that's what's going to be the minimum shear of a mechitza. V'lo yeh pirtzos yisir salbinin, you can't have a larger area more than solid parts. You can't give parts meruba ala omen. You're not able to have more than that. Otherwise, you would have a problem with your mechitza. It's called pirtzos shi'al keser amos muteras, as we quoted before in the reference. But what's the gap that's a problem? If it's more than 10 amos, it'll be problematic. Neshiv kepesa. Sorry, if it's keser amos muteras, if it's up to 10 amos, it's not going to be a problem because that's only considered an entranceway, a pesach. However, yes, so that's already a pirtza. More than that is going to be a problem, a fundamental problem in your mechitza, a pirtza in your mechitza, and invalidate you, the fact that you're allowed to carry. So the Gemara says, itmar. So we learn, parvetz ke'omid, if the gaps are equal to the walled portion, what about if they're exactly 50-50? We learn that omid murbel parvetz is a problem. If the omid murbel parvetz is better, right? So parvetz murbel omid is the problem. Omid murbel, if you have more walled area, that's good. 51-49. 59 wall, 49 open space, that's okay. But what about if you have exactly 50-50? That's more shiloh over there. Again, 49 open and 51, the other way around, 49 closed and 51 open is a problem. What about exactly 50-50? So the Gemara says, Rav Papa Amar Mutter. Papa said it's Mutter to carry in such an area. Rav Huna Breda Bishu Amar Aser. He says it's Aser to carry there. So the Gemara explains, what's the Yisur Machlokas? Rav Papa Amar Mutter Hachi Agmer Rachman El Moshe. This is what Hashem told Moshe, the Halacha of Moshe B'Sene, saying the following, Ruba, that you can't leave most of it a rove, and since you can't leave rove, only half is going to be is still going to be kosher. Only if a rove is a problem. Rafuna Breda Roshamar, Asher, what do you do? This is what Melech HaMashina, Gadar Ruba, the fence in most of it. Pretty sure that, if I'm not mistaken, the Rambam or one of the Rishonim even said that there's no machlokas in Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. This Gemara seems to say explicitly that there is. I didn't see anyone discuss this, but Lechora, this is a very big shaila. How against, and maybe it's not a Rambam, but I remember that being a shita out there, maybe in Rishonim, that the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is no machlokas. Gemara seems to be very sure that there is. So either way, the Gemara says it's none. We learn in the Mishnah, V'lo yapirtzu siser sa'abinyan, that the gaps are not allowed to be larger than the solid parts. What does it imply? The Gemara says, ha, kibinan mutter. If they're equal, that's going to be mutter. This is again proving that if they're equal, it's going to be valid, as Rav Papa wanted to suggest. So the Gemara says, lo te maha kibinan mutter. Don't assume that the lashon is that it should be equal to that, it's going to be mutter. Rather, ema im binyan yisrael appears to mutter, only if the actual solid part is more than the gap part, then it's going to be mutter. But if they're 50-50, it's going to be asr. The Gemara says ella aval kibinyan mai. So we're going to assume that if it's the same, then asr. Then it's going to be 50-50. It's going to be asr. Yachilin. So then the Mishnah should have told us lo appears as kibinyan. The carrying in the gaps is going to be not equal part is going to be. Asher, we have no any shayla over there. Why did the Braisa mislead us with this lashon? So the Gemara says, right, Kasha, really, that Braisa's lashon is problematic if you want to assume that Paritz, Kimaruba, and Omid Kiparitz exactly is problematic, is seemingly a problem over there. So the Gemara says, and the Kasha usually there is a teretz to that. So the Gemara says, now Tashma, bring another proof. Ha Mikare Sukasa Bishibunim Ba'arkos Amita, someone who covers a sukkah with a spitz the size of a bed frame, these are things that you're not allowed to use for schach, and Yeshurach Benem Kimosam Kshira, that if the items themselves are the same as the valid schach, it's going to be kosher. We see that if it's exactly 50-50, seemingly it's mutter. So Gemara rejects this also. The Gemara says, Achamayas Kinan Kishniklas V'yotze, if the spit could go in and out, meaning that the gaps are large enough to allow to put it in, and therefore the gaps are actually wider than the spit itself, and therefore that the area of the kosher area is going to be more than the valid schach is going to be more than the lesser part of it. So the Gemara says, Va'eshul and Tamsin, but again, at the end of the day, it's possible to make it exactly the same in even the situation that you want to assume. The Mishnah says that again, that if there's seemingly you wanted to assume that it's literally, that's exactly 50-50. And my answer is, Amarabami. Nevertheless, we're talking about the Mishnah, we're talking about someone who's enlarging the size of the gaps to make them slightly more than the width of the spit, even though it is possible the two areas can be identical in the exact same size, but since they're slightly larger in this case, it's going to be mutter. Ralph says a different answer. Ralph says, Rav Amar, Ima Yun, Nosno Shesi, that if the spits were placed crosswise, that's Arab, it's going to be crosswise, it's lengthwise, Shasi knows no Arab, and if they were lengthwise, if we place them crosswise, the two spits, the valid schach, again, I'm telling you something that's more overlapping space. So there, according to Rava, then also we've answered that Shaila as well. Okay, we'll pick up Mirza Shem with the next Tashma, the next proof, tomorrow.